Okay, Baruch Hashem, another year. I happened to be listening to last year's Parshas Re'eh Shir, and today, and I heard before we began the Shir that we spoke out how this Parsha, Parshas Re'eh, is my father's Bar Mitzvah Parsha. So Baruch Hashem, my father is here with us, and celebrating a very, very special birthday this year. Happy birthday. And this is the Bar Mitzvah Parsha, I guess, that took my father into, I guess, becoming a Bar Mitzvah. So very special Parsha for all of us in our family. And let us begin. Okay, so the Rambam tells us in his Perish HaMishnayis and Maseches Avos, Kishayitein Ha'adam L'misha Roy Elif Zehuvim, if a person gives to someone who's deserving a thousand gold coins, Bevas Achas, at once, Achas L'ish Echad, to one he gives all a thousand pieces of gold, L'ish Acher Lo Nasun Klum, and to the other person he gives nothing, Lo Yale Biyodo Midas Hanedivos Bezehamaiso Echad Agadol. He doesn't inculcate, and he doesn't absorb the midah of generosity with this big act of donating 1,000 gold pieces to one person. Unlike the person who donates 1,000 gold pieces to 1,000 different people. Each time he's giving, so he's absorbing this attribute of generosity. That he's time and time again acting in a generous way 1,000 times. And by doing so, he acquires for himself this tremendous midah of being generous. Unlike a person who just does it once, the achikach paska mimenu, and then it's fleeting. He does it once, and then it's never to be used. That midah of giving is never to be used again. It's a very interesting Rambam, and it seems like the Rambam is saying it as a fait accompli. That a person who gives to more people is on a higher madrego, or is able to acquire for himself the midah of nedivos, of generosity, more so than giving one very big donation. Essentially what the Rambam is saying, it seems to me that even if I were to give 500 gold coins to 500 people, I become a greater person than giving 1,000 gold coins to one person. Why should that be the case? In other words, why should it be that me giving less money to more people, I am able to be kona the midah of nedivos, of generosity, more so than giving more money, though to only one person? Seems to be that that's what the Rambam is telling us, and we have to try to understand why that's the case. And that's our first question. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Banim atem laHashem Elokeichem, that your banim, your children, to Hashem your God, lo siskodudu v'lo sasimu korcha be'inechem lameis. So you have to try to understand exactly what this pasuk means of lo siskodudu v'lo sasimu korcha be'inechem lameis. Seemingly it's talking about how we have to conduct ourselves in the aftermath of hearing besuros roz, hearing about the death of a loved one. Torah tells us You shall not cut yourself. And you should not make a bald spot bein einechem, between your eyes, for a dead person. Rashi explains, Lo sitnu gedida, you shall not make a cutting, viseret, or a scratch, bifsarchem, in your flesh, al meis, over a dead person, kederech shoamorim osim, the way that the Amorites had done, lefish atem bonav shel makom, because you're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, v'atem ru'uyim lios noyim, you have to be beautiful, you have to be handsome, v'lo gedudim, and not cut to mekarchim, or make your flesh bald. So that's the simple understanding of the pasuk. Yet, if you look at the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, so the Gemara has a discussion as to exactly what this means, lo sisgodudu. What does it mean, lo sisgodudu? We already understood one pshat, that the way Rashi understands it, that we shouldn't come and scratch ourselves or make ourselves look anything but beauty because we're the children of Hashem. But the Gemara comes and says, it's based on a Gemara Maseches Yevamos, the commandment, the mitzvah of los iskodudu, is needed for the gufe, for the verse itself, for the pasuk itself. The Amar Achmana, the pasuk says, los asu chabura lameis, you should not come and make a wound, grieve in such a demonstrative way for a dead person. And yet, it seems to be the Gemara is telling us that the pasuk of los hisgodudu means losasu agudos agudos. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that, but rather it means that you shouldn't create separate factions, that we have to be united. So the Gemara comes and says, wait a second, is it like Reish Lakish is telling Rabbi Yochanan, los hisgodudu is losasu agudos agudos, that we shouldn't make separate factions? Or is it the simple understanding, based upon our reading of the pasuk, that it's you shall not come and create a wound upon your body for a dead person? The Gemara says, well, imkain, if indeed that it is referring to inflicting a wound on your body, so the pasuk should just say, lo sigodidu. Why does it say lo tisgodidu? Shema mina, it must be lahachiyu da'asa, that indeed it is coming to teach us about factionalism, not having separate factions. The Gemara says, ve'ema kule lahachiyu da'asa. Well, if that's the case, well then, say it's coming to teach me only about factionalism and not to teach us about making a wound. The Gemara says, well, if that's the case, le'ema kro lo sagudu. The pasuk should say lo sagudu. What does it mean, lo siskodudu, shma mina tarte? Okay, this is the Gemara. It must be that it's coming to teach us both of these halachos. So the Gemara paskins, from this we see that lo siskodudu means, based upon the writing of the pasuk, it means to teach us, not only does it forbid, the Torah forbid, making a wound upon oneself, inflicting a wound for a dead person, but it also is coming to teach us the idea of factionalism. That you can't have losasu agudos agudos. Klal Yisrael has to be united, that there shouldn't seem as if there's two Toros. Okay, interesting. But comes along Rebbi Baruch Finkel and asks an obvious question that many of the Mefarshim grapple with. And that is, it seems to be that the Pashat Pshat of the Pasuk is that one should not inflict a wound. So where does the Gemara come and tell us that no, the pasuk is also referring to this idea of factionalism? Mahai, how? Where do we see that? Ma hashaychus, what connection does lo siskodudu have to our pasuk? We're talking about the idea of lo sasimu korcha bein einechem lameis. And yet the pasuk is telling me, "Bonim atem laHashem lokeichem lo siskodudu." I would think that lo siskodudu means that I shouldn't create some type of or inflict some type of wound. And yet, the Gemara comes and says, "No, no, 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 no. It also means the idea of one shouldn't create agudos, that there shouldn't be separate factions. Why would the Gemara come and take the pasuk out of its most basic context? Why come and learn something new? Granted, the pasuk could have said one thing, it said another thing, but to learn out something so foreign from what the pasuk shot is teaching us, what's going on here? And that's our second question. We have to understand, well, why? What does it have to do with this? And why did we not have a separate pasuk, which is really my question, have a separate pasuk, its own pasuk, teaching us, guiding us about not having factions? Why do we have to have it in such a veiled way that we have to come and extrapolate from the way the psukim are written, have one pasuk to tell me v'lo sasimu karcha b'neinechem, and have another pasuk that tells me the idea of factionalism? Baruch Hashem, the Torah isn't afraid to teach us new halachos. Why is it that it's in a veiled way teaching us this halacha? And that's our second question. And our third and final question is based upon the opening sukkim of this week's parsha. So the Torah tells us, Re'e anochi nosein lefnechem hayom bracha uklala. The pasuk tells us that, look, there's a fork in the road. You have to make a choice. I'm placing before you, or I'm showing you today, a bracha uklala, a bracha, a blessing, and a curse. And then the pasuk tells us, as habracha, the bracha, asher tishmu, that you listen, El mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem, to the mitzvos of Hashem your God, Asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom, that I command you today, the haklala, and the curse, im lo tishmu el mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem, if you do not listen to the mitzvos of Hashem, and you are besartim in a derech, and you sway from the path. So, then ultimately the Torah tells us exactly what's going to happen. But the question that the Mefarshim grapple with is the pasuk doesn't seem to be congruent, meaning the second pasuk of this week's parsha. On one hand, the Torah says when it comes to blessing, to bracha, the blessing, the bracha that you listen to, versus the klala, im lo tishmu, if you do not listen. Either it should say the bracha, im tishmu, if you will listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem, or say v'haklala, asher lo tishmu, that you will not listen to. So why is it by bracha it's asher that, and by klala it's if? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he comes and he tells us something very fascinating. And he says, V'dikdek lomar, the pasuk is very careful to say asher, that you listen, rather than saying, if you listen, like it does by l'klolos, is because gila hakosov shelo rotzo hanavi lazos hadavar begeder hasafek lomar im. The Torah is being megala, is revealing to us that the Navi, the prophet, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, did not want to place hadavar, this matter, hasafek, in doubt, by saying if. V'omar, instead he said asher, he said that, which implies shehudavar muchlat, that it's a guarantee, it's a given, it's a sure thing, meaning that the person, that the people will certainly choose the path of bracha, which means they will follow the ways of Hashem. Kasher kibusu lahem nefesh tzaddik, as the soul of the righteous one, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, wished for them. In other words, what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing is Moshe Rabbeinu, by using the word asher, that one word is creating a metzias, a reality that Klal Yisrael is going to fulfill the wishes of Hashem. Because Moshe Rabbeinu understands that tzaddik gozer v'hakadosh baruch hu mikayim, that the tzaddik is going to come and utter the words of that when they will come and do it. It is creating a new reality within the Jewish people that even though there is a choice, because the tzaddik was gozer, because this great person came and said that Klal Yisrael is going to do it, tzaddik gozer v'akadosh baruch hu mekayim. Now it is built into the very DNA, the essence of the Jewish people, that it's going to have to happen. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu defined a new reality. Once he says it, it's going to happen. But when it comes to Klala, Moshe Rabbeinu was very careful with his words. He didn't say that if they are going, or that when they are going to come and not fulfill the wishes. No, if there's a chance, but that's a suffix versus a mukhlat, where it's a vadai that Klal Yisrael is going to be mekayim the brachos, because Moshe Rabbeinu willed it upon them. Which I believe is precisely the reason why there's no specific halacha of Klal Yisrael not maintaining achdus. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that his words carry tremendous weight and credibility with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no greater tzaddik than the great Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo kum kemoshe. And therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have come and created a reality of being factionalism among the Jewish people, now anything is possible. There will be now a metzius, a reality within the Jewish people. It has to be that there's going to be aguda, aguda. There's going to be pockets of people doing their own things without any central unity. And therefore, the Torah comes and places it in a very veiled way. Nothing specific about the need to create unity. Because if we have this idea of los hiskolu, don't create factionalism, by definition, there's factionalism. So we don't want to talk about a lack of achdus. Rather, we're going to talk about don't place a baldness upon the head of a person when mourning a dead person. People dying is a reality, and people react differently. So Moshe Rabbeinu is warning the Jewish people, don't act like the Gentile nations. But to come and to create factionalism and to put it into the Torah, there's never a possibility where Klal Yisrael wouldn't be united. Moshe Rabbeinu had to measure his words. They were so calculated. Lo siskodadu is telling us about the mace, but veiled into those words where the Chachamim had to extrapolate exactly what it is talking about in addition to the lo saseh, of creating a wound or inflicting a wound to demonstrate the sense of mourning for this dead person, veiled into those words is the need to ensure that Klal Yisrael remains biyachad, remains unified. And the truth is it actually does fit into the pasuk, as Rabbi Eli Baruch Finkel tells us, that Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, you're a Kodesh Baruch Hu's children. Shaha'av makbir al zeh. The father is always careful that his children should not be marivim zeh zeh. They shouldn't be fighting with one another. And therefore, lo siskodudu. Don't have factions. Remain united. Ki lo miskutotidim etzalav. There shouldn't be fighting by a father. Chas v'shalom, should we articulate this publicly? Because the essence of Klal Yisrael is that we are united. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to create a new reality. He didn't want to create a situation where he needed to say, don't do so, because then that would create a reality of perhaps Klal Yisrael taking their own separate ways. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that every word had to be measured, because when he says something, Tzadik Gozer v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim. The Torah defines the reality. And a tzaddik is who he is because he became a chefza shel Torah. The Gemara Maseches Kedushin tells us, U'v'toras Hashem chefso u'v'soroso yege yom v'layla. That it's first HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. But when a tzaddik comes and toils over the Torah, spends day and night over the Torah, he is one with the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, Ve'oraisa, Chadahi, it's all one. What gives the power of this tzaddik to be Gozer v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim is because ultimately the tzaddik is simply a manifestation of the Torah. It's the Torah Schaim. It's the living Torah. And just as the Torah comes and defines our reality, so too does the Torah give the ability for the tzaddik to define that reality as well. And let me explain what that means. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us, Histakel b'oraiso bra'olma. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, created the world. So what does that mean? What that means is as follows. The Torah says, Kabeid es avicha v'yesimecha. You have to honor your mother and your father. So because there's a mitzvah of honoring your parents, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created a reality called a mother and a father. Because the Torah defines our reality. It's the Torah that comes and guides us and teaches us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, created the world. It's a complicated idea. The Svarim speak about, well, how is that true? It seems to be we only eat matzah because we left Mitzrayim. B'chipazah. So how do we understand the Torah preceded the world, and yet Mitzrayim happened much later, and yet we're only eating matzah because of the fact that we left Mitzrayim? Histakel b'oraiso bra'olma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, created the world. The mitzvah of matzah even preceded Yesias Mitzrayim, the exodus out of Egypt. Not for here, not for now. But nonetheless, the Torah defines our reality, which is exactly why a tzaddik who has become a chefza shel Torah, because he learns Torah, now he is one with the Torah, that gives him the ability to define reality, which is why Moshe Rabbeinu was so calculated with his words. Which is why he said the word Asher, that when they will come and fulfill the Ratzon, the wishes of Hashem, and do His mitzvos. But when it came to the Kala, if, as if to say, I'm not defining that for the Jewish people. The assumption is they're not going to take the path of Kala, of curse. Which is exactly why I believe it's only a veiled idea of Los Hiskodudu teaching us about factionalism, because Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to create a reality where Klal Yisrael needs the separate prohibition not to create factionalism. Klal Yisrael's biyachad. I don't know about that. The reality is, yes, but I'm not going to define it. So come along the Chachamim and internalize the pasuk to mean that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be have separation. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. And that is exactly where the Rambam comes and tells us, even if you're giving less money, but giving it to more people, you've inculcated and you've acquired the midah of nedivos, of generosity, more so than coming and giving much more money to only one person. Why? Because the pasuk tells us in this week's parasha, Dvarim Tesvav Yud. What does the pasuk tell us? The pasuk tells us in Tesvav Yud, Nasan Titein. Nasan Titein lo v'lo yera levavcha besitcha lo. Giving you shall give him. And Rashi comes and says, the double expression of Nasan Titein means afilu mea pe'amim, even 100 times. In other words, from those words, even 100 times, the Rambam is teaching us that what the Torah is telling us is that by giving 100 times, that is when you reach the level of v'lo yera levavcha besitcha lo. By giving him 100 times, by that you will let and ensure that your heart not feel bad when you give him. Because of this, ki biglal hadavar hazeh, yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha, b'chol ma'asecha v'chol mishloch yadecha, Hashem your God will bless you in all of your deeds, b'chol mishloch yadecha, and in every undertaking that you begin to do. The Torah is telling us, even if you give less, but give it more times, you will acquire for yourself the midah of nedivus, because of that one extra word of nason, titain, giving you shall give him afilu me'apamim. And that is when ultimately you will come and cry out for this person. You will understand him. And you will become better because of it. But ultimately, we know that, not because of our human mind, because we always think, as long as I give more, the person who gives more, of course he's more generous than the person that gives less. No, comes along the Torah and says, no. You become more of a generous person by giving less, but more times to more people. You've acquired for yourself this midah of giving, and giving. Because of Nason Titein. The Torah defines our reality. Not what we think. But human beings think is not ultimately in the eyes of Hashem. The tzaddikim, they understand. They know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And they have the power, just like the Torah, to come and create a reality. A tzaddik goes there, a tzaddik decrees, a kodesh baruch hu mikayim, because the tzaddik and the Torah are one, and just as the Torah defines the reality of our existence, the Torah teaches us and guides us how we're supposed to behave and conduct ourselves and live our lives, and they define things in our lives that perhaps we don't think. For example, the Torah tells us, Aser Taser is called Tivu Azarecha. And Rashi comes, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Aser, you give Meiser. Why the double expression? Again, Nason Titein Aser Taser. Aser Beshvil Shete Asher. Give Meiser in order that you should become wealthy. Asks Rav Shimon Schwab, what do you mean give so you become wealthy? When do we ever find that wealth is a virtue? On the contrary, we talk about being humble, having humility. Koheles talks about the idea of Ashiras being Hevel Havolim. Rav Shimon Schwab explains, yes, if you thought about it from the mindset of humanity, yes, Aser B'Shvil Shete Asher is not a good thing. But Klal Yisrael, the way we define Ashiras, Ezehu Ha'ashir HaSameach B'Chelko. Who's an Ashir? Someone who's happy with his lot. We define, the Torah defines Ashirus. as something totally different, nothing that we ever would have thought. But that's how the Torah understands Ashiras. And that's how the Torah understands being compassionate, or inculcating the midah of being generous, is by giving many times, even if it's less money. And ultimately, the tzaddik has that same kayak, that same power to define reality, which is why Moshe Rabbeinu was so careful in his words, as not to create a reality, a metzius, of factions among Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hashem for our Torah. We live in such a confusing world. We live in a world where we don't know who we are. People don't know who they are. Such confusion in the world. But Baruch Hashem, V'ho'er einenu b'sora secha, V'dabek libenu b'mitzvo secha. Open up our eyes. Enlighten us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with your Torah. Cling to you, because it's only through clinging to you that ultimately we have any awareness of what's MS and what's Sheker. Have a wonderful night. Have a good Shabbos.